Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day Sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
We're on the air.
Back.
Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break.
Simple, you are an idiot.
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
I don't know about you, Bill, or Breakers, but if I were in Lincoln today or in the area and I wanted to celebrate Nebraska's win from last night, I might make a trip for lunch or dinner.
Highway 6.
Down Highway 6 to see our good friend Phil at Ruhlman's Steakhouse. Have a wonderful steak. The cookie skillet to celebrate. You could have wood-fired chicken. I mean, they have everything you want. And the place is beautiful. We were just there Wednesday night. I don't know why you wouldn't make plans to go there for lunch or dinner today, Bill.
It has to be incredible. That feeling's going to be there tonight. There's going to be football games on. What a night to sit out back. Phil's got that amazing patio out back, that covered patio with the giant screen TV out there. What a time to go out and again, embrace this huge win. That is going to be a festive atmosphere tonight and tomorrow. It's going to be a lot of fun. Can't wait for it.
And reminder, I think Phil was at the game. He told me that, and told us he was going to like depart probably by 5 a.m. today. So he's probably on the road back to Lincoln as we speak, back to Ashland right now.
Phil, don't text and drive, but
yes,
if you can chime in, let us know.
Yeah,
if someone like that, if there's somebody that could in your vehicle could grab your phone and text in to let us know your location. Probably right now he's probably already back at work. Knowing Phil, he's probably already back in there.
Probably slept for 1 hour. Yep, that's all I need.
That's Phil.
Back to Lincoln. Back to Ashland. Go see Phil. Celebrate the win. Have a great Labor Day weekend over there at Ruhlman Steakhouse, Highway 6 in Ashland. We talked about Sorsby and the passing game being rough, Bill, and we talked all week long about his legs and his ability to run the football and his desire to run the football. The stats last night, Bill, for Sorsby, and he ran a lot more in the second half than the first half. 13 rushes, 96 yards, 2 touchdowns for Sorsby. Again, the passing game was not great for the Bearcats. He was good on the ground. I mean, just go into detail again, Bill, how difficult it is for a coordinator and a defense to stop a running quarterback and try to calm the masses down who were freaking out about Sorsby and the inability to stop him on the ground last night.
Well, there's a couple things which I mentioned on air, and I mentioned it on our Wednesday night event, was that what really makes me nervous as a defensive coordinator is when they can make plays off the scramble. You have a chance to defend the quarterback run. You can rep it, do things. The scramble is hard. It's all of a sudden it turns into playground football in a way. And obviously, he was very, very talented. There's just some people in the playground. It's like I can't tackle him.
Right.
I can't touch him. And that's what happens in those situations. But they had a nice run game with him. They had quarterback draw game. Then they had quarterback scramble. So the touchdown run he had, where he hit the pylon on, that was a however you want to name it. There's different names for it. We used to use the term bluff for the play, but it's a midline play, bringing a tight end around. It's very hard to defend. Because once the quarterback is carrying the ball, now you need 11. It's 11-on-11 football. That's what makes it very difficult. And so they had that scheme part of it. And then I said the quarterback draw part worked out very well. And then also that the ability to scramble. So it was a three-legged stool with him, and it was a lot. And I'm sure right now they're just frustrated that they didn't do it again because they probably could just say, hey, we're just going to run the quarterback. We're going to get the ball down to somewhere at the 20-yard line and kick this field goal and go to overtime to have a chance to carry on. But it is so frustrating as a defensive coordinator. And right now, if you're watching them, because I thought the running backs for them were just okay.
Yep.
Probably below okay. And that's why they've transferred from Ohio State and from Wisconsin. They were very average. Emmett was clearly the best running back on the field last night. Wide receivers very limited, so the quarterback play for Cincinnati is everything.
Yep.
I mean, he's absolutely everything. So I was impressed with him. I really was. And he has the ability to throw the ball, too. Obviously, he made one.
Hey, guys, Jake Sorensen. You don't need another hat. You need a personalized plan to regrow hair. Through Hims, you can access treatments that combine clinically proven minoxidil and finasteride to stop hair loss and regrow hair in just 3 to 6 months. No hidden fees, no surprise costs, just real personalized care on your schedule. Think of Hims as your digital front door that gets you back to your old self with simple 100% online access to trusted treatments for real health concerns all in one place. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit Hims.com/earlybreak. That's Hims.com/earlybreak for your free online visit. Again, Hims.com/earlybreak. Individual results may vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
He just made one critical error. That's what he did. He made one critical error and didn't read the coverage of what happened on the rotation on a post-snap play. But that is frustrating, I'm sure, for Nebraska. I think they had 200 and some yards rushing, and they did run the ball a little bit better, even with their running backs in the second half.
Yeah, Cincinnati, Bill, they had 30 carries for 202 yards, averaged 6.7 yards per carry. And if you're looking at, again, Nebraska fans are happy they won the game, but there's some concerns saying they didn't do the best job stopping the running. Like you said, Walker and Pryor, not great running backs.
I was disappointed in them. I really was. There's no ability to make somebody miss in space. There was one run, I guess, early on that I think they made Singleton miss. I think it was the first drive, if I remember. Did that. But there, I was disappointed. I was expecting more from listening to Mo and Tony with what these running backs looked like, and that wasn't the case.
Tommy Walker, 7 carries, 53 yards, average of 7.6 a carry. Evan Pryor, 5 for 29, average of 5.8 a carry. They didn't really try that. I mean, those guys, 12 carries combined between them. Emmett Johnson had 25 carries for Nebraska.
Yeah, I'm shocked that they didn't, just because they got into a little bit of two-back shotgun. It was a pistol with an offset, and they got into a little bit of that look. And there were several times it was 2nd and 5. They were running the ball. And they could have held with that a little bit more as they went through. I think that when I was listening, driving this morning on a different on the national station, they were talking about what they thought of the game and different things. And the thing that stood out the most was probably D-line was, or I want to say D-line, defense, because I don't want to just say it's on the D-line. But I think there was 2 TFLs and no sacks.
Correct. You're
and
right.
So the limited number of TFLs to make negative yard plays, I think Cincinnati would have had, I don't know what their TFLs were, but I imagine there was probably 5 or 6. They had 3 sacks, I believe.
And they had 6 TFLs. Yeah, 3 sacks, 6 TFLs for 16 yards. Nebraska, as you said, 2 TFLs for 7 yards. That's it.
So that'd be concerning. Negative yard plays, knock back on the defensive line is something that you're looking for. To create a lot of havoc for 2nd and 12s in those situations, and that wasn't happening at that time. And then I also felt that that up front, Corleone was a good player. To say that he's a slam, you know, he's not a first round draft pick, but he's a good player, probably an NFL player. The other ones, other D line, I thought was just okay. I don't think Cincinnati has a D line that I looked at it and said that this will be one of the better ones in the Big 12 besides their nose guard.
Dante Corleone, Bill, one tackle, that's it. One quarterback hit, one tackle. That's all we had in the game.
Yeah, one pressure at that. And then also, Nebraska outcoached him for a while because Nebraska went big, kind of a 12 personnel look with bigger bodies in the game. And they stayed in their 3-3-5 looks. They had a zero nose and then 2-5 techniques, and they were getting crushed. They mentioned it on the broadcast. They were able to adjust to that and got out of it. But there was for a while they were not sound. And like I said, I mentioned some things with the coverage of free access throws. There was a couple times I'm like, it just didn't add up. And for Nebraska's sake, I didn't see those times where I was like, I don't understand at all how Nebraska's lined up or why they're doing this at this time. And I felt that about Cincinnati.
If you have any questions at all regarding the game or comments, 402-464-5685, Texas as always. When we come back, though, Bill, we're going to do a Song of the Day. Song of the Day is next.
And Rudy's got it.
Rudy's got Song of the Day. We'll see if Bill likes it or not. Because
let's see what happens here. Just check it out.
We'll check it out.
Have we heard from Sipple at all?
No.
I sent
him the link. I might text him to see if he's awake or not.
Yeah, he's not. We never counted on being in. We knew he would. So fans, don't be upset. Steve would.
Yeah.
He was working last night when the game was over. I just had to take Sugar out to go to the bathroom.
They started their post game show at 1 a.m. So yes. He's had a long night.
Yeah, so it's been long. So we did not expect to hear. But I just want to know if that's one is. I want a safety check.
We'll check on that. Song of the Day is next on Early Break in the Ticket.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day Sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.